So we're going to have Suzanne Owens and then Loose Change and then Dan Senyi. And Suzanne is a wonderful writer, and she's published several books. And she also performed here recently on a Saturday night. And sometimes Mike Santoro backs her up on piano. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Is this okay? Good. Well, I was in Boston to see an old friend and her husband this weekend, and we've known each other since we were four. And so we had a lot of talking to do, and we talked, and she remembered things I didn't, and I remembered things she didn't. And it was Mother's Day, so I thought I'd read something about my mother. It's about boxes. One is a box of my mother's, and one is my own box. And this is called Keeping My Mother's Tears. Inside that music box, stuck up there on the top shelf of my bedroom bookcase, the one that never gets dusted, are my mother's tears and inheritance. She loved music. It made her happy. She sang the tune, La Vie en Rose. The tune it plays, the music box played La Vie en Rose. My father had moved away to live with someone else, but if I peeked inside the music box, I could see the dancers, the dolls. I could pretend the couple gazing into each other's eyes was my mother and my father. If I touched the woman's dress, it might crumble away. It's caked and starched with the salt from my mother's tears. I like to think of this container as a cloud. Who can see raindrops in a cloud? But they're there, inside the box. That mist clinging to the mirror under the lid. If I lift it up, I might see them condensing, but of course, I never do. I keep the lid clamped tight. I don't want my mother's tears to rain on me. I have my own box now, a strong box hidden away. And this. Thanks. And this is the strong box. The lid is heavy, but your old selves inside light. Here is the day on the bus when you were young, traveling to change your former married title to a new one. Here you are, here, here, passing signatures like buildings en route, tall, tilted, graceful, sprawling, each document signed with a different psyche. Miss Passport from one masquerade, your birth name, nickname, babe, doll. Moon calf tags that wrestled ranges to keep their Everests. You had to fire them, mold new selves where old assumptions once stood. Leafing through, you find the green card girl, akin to Mrs. Permanent Resident. Otherwise, button down, sundry, married names, the crossed glaciers where the warp of the voice cracked. You freed like thoughts from their plain stitching. Her Holiness, Miss Citizen, floated off, as you recall, down the wing drain known as Woman House, the mother mind who drew up the truce. Only entities reside in the box except this one, the one you do not want to find, folded on the bottom, the promissory note for your decline, the new balance. You stand in the field, a note of deficit left on your neck, anger flecks stuck to your tongue, But wait, what's this? Unwrapped, unmasked, clinging to the lid like a wad of gum. It's Mimi, the child name given by yourself as the wind gives flexibility to young trees. Mimi, who soaked rust back into pine hair, painted fruit trees on the sky, and sang with the breath of Canada geese. Sometimes, in these moments, hardly recognizing the whistle, you clear the fence, head for the phone like a horse heads for the barn after a long ride. Fact, new and bruised, burns the corners of your mouth, and all your eyes gone white from looking back. Thank you.
One more hand for Suzanne Owens. And Suzanne, did you bring